Here on the program, of course, there's a lot of student athletes that are back on the practice fields getting ready for the fall competitions, and some of them are involved in other competitions around the year. We're going to talk with a former world champion tennis player who has written a book about how to manage that. It's called The Mental Edge, and The Mental Edge for Young Athletes. Jeff Greenwald is with us. Jeff, thanks for being with us.
Happy to be here, Bruce.
Let's start with a statistic. 70% of young athletes burn out by age 16, and social media isn't helping either. Kind of briefly set the stage for me on what are the concerns right now about student athletes and dealing with performance and dealing with all the pressures they have?
Well, there's this enormous amount of anxiety that's increased over the years. As you said, social media is exposing them more, and there's a lot of more comparisons, and parents are finding, they're feeling pressure too to get these kids into special programs, et cetera, early. There's more injury and just more stress and pressure to make it fast. It's really sad to see a lot of the impact on these kids.
So what are the types of things? Obviously, that's what this book is all about, the Mental Edge for Young Athletes. But let's start with some of the things that you're suggesting. An inner remote control, how does that work?
Well, you know, kids often don't really have anything to go to. They don't really know what to do when they're feeling the pressure, the anxiety spiking, adrenaline. They're playing safe and protecting, scared to make mistakes. And so they in the moment, they don't really have a place to go, and they need to learn what buttons to press. I call it, you know, the remote control, because they need to feel agency, some control over what's happening, and they need to be practiced so they can hit that reset button, right? They can slow things down. They can change the channel. So there's a lot of analogies that, you know, it really work and help kids, and they just need to feel like they've got that remote in their pocket, you know?
Well, let's talk about burnout, because that's where we started our conversation. Obviously, there are warning signs.
There are warning signs, yeah. I mean, when they start losing energy for things they really enjoy, they're, you know, obviously before games and meets, they, you know, eating is sometimes difficult, but that's really just normal anxiety. And but there's that, you know, dreading the competition, disengaging from friends and things they normally do. And if it sustains, it's a warning sign, and parents need to pay attention to that and get them help as early as possible. Somebody they can speak to and feel, you know, have some private conversations with outside of the parents too.
Let's talk a little bit, and again, we're visiting with Jeff Greenwald, a former world champion tennis player. The book is The Mental Edge for Young Athletes. One of the things I want to talk about is what you focus on. Instead of focusing on I have to win every time, focusing on how can I improve. Talk to me about that for a bit.
Well, the winning and losing is what really hijacks kids and families so much. You know, there's just such an emphasis on that, and it's the uncertainty of sports, right? Which makes it exciting that we don't know. If we did know, it wouldn't be quite as compelling. But so kids are just really caught, stuck in, are we going to win? Are we going to lose? How am I going to play? What are people going to say? What are they going to think if I don't play well, or if we lose? And so mastery, really trying to engage in the things that they have control over, the things that they're working on and training and building their game. And so mastery is a really big aspect, something I teach. So it can start to at least even out, if not replace, this obsession with what's going to happen today. So they have some intentions to go into their game and other things to really focus on. And mastery is really just it's a win. It's a big win, because you actually play better with that mindset.
Talk to me about the concern about social media.
Well, so social media, you're able to see what other people are doing. So, you know, we're competitive. We want to play well, win, et cetera. But when you see what everybody else is doing, you're seeing what the top athletes, the best in sports, what they're doing and how well they're doing. It's highlighting the best of the best. And we know that only about 1% of all athletes make it professionally. I mean, we have to keep this in perspective. About 7% of high school athletes make it to college and play NCAA. So, you know, in many cases, it's less than 1% who make it professionally. So there's just a real opportunity in sports to, you know, teach all of these skills of resiliency, mastery, and learn how to develop really, you know, lifelong relationships, which is the huge win, and health and exercise for their entire life. So there are so many positives, but social media, you know, highlights of these incredible moments, and we think that it can happen really fast, and that pressure to get better and make it, you know, professionally or getting into D1 college, it's more competitive now to get in. So social media has just expanded that, and we can see it 24/7, what other people are doing, and we really need to get back to what our goals are, what our intentions are, and how we can improve as athletes and as families to create the culture that's going to sustain them and make it an enjoyable experience as well.
Let's wrap this up. The importance of what the parents say or what they don't say. Talked about that.
You know, what's really helpful is if parents can sort of normalize nerves, anxiety. It's normal. Every athlete feels anxious. It's part of the deal, and it's what makes it exciting. And it usually fades once, you know, athletes get into competition. And they have to learn to, you know, manage it. It doesn't disappear. A lot of families, parents are, you know, the moment my child doesn't play as well in tournaments or in games as they do in practice. And that's because there's this hyper focus on feeling anxious. I call it anxiety of the anxiety. And we need to normalize it and just to communicate with our kids, give them space. Don't over sort of think everything. And just also you as parents having the right perspective will help because kids will see it on your face. So giving kids space after they lose is really important, and focusing on character and skill development as opposed to, you know, potential, which I talk about in the book. And so that potential and you should win, those are two words that we should remove from the vocabulary.
Jeff Greenwald, the book is The Mental Edge for Young Athletes. And Jeff, if anybody wants to find out more either about the book or about what you're doing, how do they do that?
Going to mentaledgeforsports.com would be good. They can go to Amazon and get the book. But if they want a free newsletter and such and learn more about what we have to offer, mentaledgeforsports.com would be a great place to go.
He's Jeff Greenwald, The Mental Edge for Young Athletes, and we thank you for taking time for us.